You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing. Well, hold on. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, mine,
it's working.
Mine is working fine. My levels are fine. Everything is fine.
How's my levels?
Talk up, please. Talk up.
Okay, I just filmed you
getting
setting the podcast up, and that time you did it pretty effortlessly, but it's rare.
It's not rare. I, out of all the podcasts, I've only had maybe 3 or 4 glitches, 3 or 4 problems. Out of all of them.
You didn't think in advance to the word glitches? That might not be.
Yeah. 3 or 4 problems, or. That's the word.
What I'm saying?
What?
Did you. Wow, the dog. What are we going to do? Did you. Think before you said glitches, like, oh, I might have a problem with that word. Let me exchange it.
No.
You were like, let me try it.
We might have 3 or 4 glitches. Glitches.
Wouldn't you know glitches was going to be a problem word for you before you
It's not anymore. Watch. 3 or 4 glitches. 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 It's all in the jaw.
It's all in the jizz.
You're
Glit
right.
Jizz.
So anyhow, welcome to My Wife Hates Me. We got some news coming up. We are going to, and we're going to announce
my
this.
My workload has been doubled.
We're going to announce this throughout the podcast. We are going to start.
Patreon.
We're going to start Patreon. We're going to start throwing an extra podcast up a week. You know, 20, 15, 20, 25 minutes. We're going to put some other stuff behind.
Behind?
That you can get out, download on Patreon if you.
You got us. We've been doing this for 6 years. Is that fair to say?
6 years.
A motherfucking lifetime. And unbelievable. And we've been doing it 6 years. And we've gotten zero out of it. Nothing. And people say, oh, but what about, like, isn't it good for your, like, therapy? I think it's terrible for a marriage. I really do. I think we'd have a much happier marriage if we didn't discuss all this stuff.
I think we'd have a happier marriage if we weren't married.
I mean, that would seems like a, but we won't. We're not going to get divorced, right? Do you ever really honestly think about it?
No, but I do would like to start dating. I've been getting approached lately.
Well, then it just happened in the last 24 hours because...
What?
Like 2 days ago, you were like, nobody ever approaches me.
All right. So anyhow, we're going to...
Can
we get back to Patreon?
Oh, well, listen. We'll get around to it. We'll get around to Patreon. You don't need to fucking write up front, like, start making them bitter towards us. Well, yeah, we're asking for money.
No, but how are we going to do it? We're going to have different tiers. And the podcast we do will probably...
They go to Patreon / MWH. My wife hates M. MWH. My wife hates me. The initials. All caps. And then it goes to our Patreon page.
And what? You can sign up on different tiers or something? Well, you know, they'll
see that. And
then
you can just click it like, oh, I want to do $5 a month. I want to do $10 a month. I want to do $1 million a month.
But we're going to put podcasts.
There is $1 million a month button available.
We should do 1,000. We should put 1,000 a month button.
Yeah.
You know what? But that I think that podcast will get more honest about things we see in this business.
Oh, yeah.
And
we got to pretend we're going to give them something extra, right?
Well, I think we will.
Yeah. Well, you like lists?
Okay.
Rich is going to be listing some of the things he's done.
Comics we think are overrated. Are we going to do that?
We should have mean gossip?
Yeah, why not? Look, you know, we're at the point. Look,
listen, we don't have to make decisions right now. We'll find our way.
But here's what I'm saying. You know, I hear on Stern he interviews like rock stars and rock bands, and if one guy doesn't like another band or another guy, they say it. Why can't comics say, "Hey, I don't"? There's comics that don't like me or don't like you. Right.
Okay. First of all, you're doing the thing that you even say that you hate when people group you together.
What do you mean group me?
People hate us. You know.
Okay.
You ever have
like
anyone?
You're right. People do hate you, but you know what I mean. I'm very well liked. Oh, last night in a roast battle, this one girl lost.
Oh, wait. This is for the other podcast. If you're gonna say something, mommy.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, if this is the kind of thing that
I'm saying, do we have to always pretend we like everybody in our business? I mean,
no.
I say that about women
in comedy. I wish there was more women in comedy so that I could like openly disdain some of them. But right now, you get real. No, people get real like defensive.
Well, there's women in comedy.
It sounds bad if you hate another woman.
That does not. Because you're a fucking.
You're not a woman. It sounds bitter and jealous.
Well, the problem is you're a great comic who's accomplished so much.
Oh, yes, yes.
So you should be able to have an opinion. You don't think Chris Rock has opinions of people, of comics?
Sure.
So you're comparing yourself to Chris?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why people don't like you. Oh, you couldn't get there.
Anyhow, we're going to start Patreon. I don't know how long it's going to take. You know, you can still go behind the wall for this stuff. We'll still have our podcast every week here. But you know what?
This is still freebies galore.
Yeah.
This is still, you know, you're still getting this shit for free. Still raping us on the reg, okay?
I know. God damn it. They get so much. What the fuck? Have we ever asked for anything? What do we do?
We do our plugs?
I don't even
do all the plugs because I don't want people to know where I'm working a lot of the time.
That's funny. A sponsor every now and then, you know. Who's selling? I was talking to somebody last night that has their own network.
Mm-hmm.
He's going, why aren't you getting sponsors to target your audience? Although our audience is
varied. We don't know who they are.
They come up to us all the time.
Yeah, but what are they like? Weirdos.
Well, I mean,
we came up with a name for the people who listen to our podcast because we needed that for Patreon. So they're called the Wife Haters, you know, like as in My Wife Hates Me, the Wife Haters. And then we still, you know, I don't know how we'll fit in the drip drip, but
I think the $100 a month. If Anthony Rogers wants to be the president, well, we'll see. What are you doing? Why are you reading stuff?
She sent me the thing I was going to see.
What?
The Patreon site. She put it up already.
She put our stuff up already.
Well, we wrote, you know, that's what I was doing all morning.
Where do the donations go to? PayPal, you got to put it to my PayPal account, right? Huh? Find out where the donations go to. She could be taking them all from us. She could link the donations to her own account. She could be a criminal and link them to her account.
Oh, boy. And then it would take us, what, like 6 years? We'd be like, hey, we haven't gotten any money. And meanwhile, she's just fucking, it's coming.
She's on a yacht somewhere drinking, you know.
Good thing you're on it.
Fucking margaritas
early.
Or pina coladas.
You should fire her now.
Well, I just like to know how we got to set up. Or it goes straight to my PayPal.
I'm
going to
call her right after this and say, you're fucking embezzling from our company, you bitch.
Before, you know that? Yeah, right now. We haven't even put it up and she's already got plans.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We have to have an investigation.
Okay, so can we do it? This is like boring and stuff.
It's boring?
Well, it's just like you love made up stuff and going with it and you think it's like alternative or something.
I don't think it's alternative. Maybe we'll get that.
You've like always wanted to be in like some kind of improv comedy troupe or something.
I remember when I went out and did a year and a half at Second City, and then I said, "Nah, it's not for me."
You were going to do Second City?
I did it for a year and a half.
What?
When I was in Chicago.
I cannot imagine you sharing the stage with anyone.
When I lived in Chicago for a year and a half.
Anytime anyone else talked, weren't you just aggravated beyond?
Well, I mean, I came follow them with funnier, better stuff. But I just said
But that wasn't what the point of it is. The point is of a comedy trip.
I never told you I was in, I went to Second City for a year and a half.
No.
Get out of here.
You're lying.
No.
Like you took classes. You're not, you weren't like in a.
Yeah, a year and a half at Second City.
Touring company or anything.
No, no, no.
Allie, please.
But I was there with some people that became famous.
Who?
Eugene Levy.
What do you mean? He was one of the coaches or something?
No, he was one of the students.
No, wait, how long ago is this?
In the 80s.
He was already famous.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was already on Second City.
In the early 80s, like 83?
Wait.
83.
How old are you? That's ridiculous.
No.
Eugene Levy?
Yes.
I did a TV show with him.
Yeah.
We did a pilot. I played his assistant. He was like an agent. And a bunch of famous people were in it, but on HBO, and it never got picked up.
Yeah, when I was in Second
Christopher
City.
Christopher Guest was.
Well, he was leaving. He was leaving Second City when I went in. What was it? 83. Yeah, 83, 75, 17. I was like 24, 25. Like 3 or 4 years before I started comedy. But then I quit.
Why? Because of the drugs?
Oh,
are you lying right now? If you're lying, it's so dumb.
Why? First of all,
I think you're lying.
What? Why?
Because Eugene Levy, that none of it makes sense. I'm not buying it.
Look at
liar.
Look it up. Catherine O'Hara was in the class.
No, you weren't taking classes with Catherine O'Hara.
Do you want me to get
get
proof?
Get your fucking
what
yearbook? No, there's shut up. Okay. I know that like later you're going to be like, see, I can do improv. I just did an improv about being in an improv troupe, and it's so meta and interesting and amazing. And then you're not going to give in, and then I'm going to get mad and have a fight. Like the gig is up. It's like the funny's played out. Now you say, oh, yeah, I'm just kidding.
But first of all, Why would you get in a fight? Whether
because it's
there
not,
you go already elevating.
Yes, because it's not funny when you just keep doing it and the other person already knows you're lying. Like that's just ridiculous.
Like marriage.
Whatever. That's what I hate most about you is that you lie about these things and then you think it's funny to like not really tell me the truth ever, and it's annoying. It's like.
Name another example.
We shouldn't be like on edge, like who exactly am I married to? Like you should have some idea.
Oh, am I married to a guy that went to Second City for a year and a half? Am I married to a guy that could
have been? I'm going to say no to that first one. Yes, go ahead. Second thing.
So last night.
No, because you're like, I don't want to get back into this. I don't want to talk about it. I honestly don't. But just as an example, like, that you would have like a basement suite that you still like hang on to.
Are you still bringing that? Why do you keep bringing
that? Because I know it's a joke and I want you to admit that it's.
That was never a joke. That's how people earn extra money. Have you ever, you know what a multifamily house is?
Stop.
Do you know what a multifamily
house is? I don't. This is what I said. I don't want to get into it again. I don't want to get into it.
Let me give you an example.
I don't want to get into it. Please don't.
Okay,
please don't.
I'm lying about Second City.
I'd like to believe that you're joking about the basement suite. Great. Take it to your grave, Andy Kaufman. I don't care.
No,
it's a joke because I can't be married to somebody who believes it's a good idea to buy an old fucking house and fucking spend all the money on a basement suite that some fucking serial killer is going to live in while you're out on the road.
Okay, do you know what a multifamily house is?
Stop.
I'm just saying. Let's give you another.
Of course I do.
Three family house.
I lived in one.
Where did you live in a multifamily?
In Toronto.
Toronto? What, were you the queen then when you lived in Toronto?
Why? Well, how should I say it?
No.
I said, this is Toronto.
So,
back when I was living in Toronto.
I grew up in a multifamily house, three floors. My grandmother owned the house.
Doesn't surprise me.
My grandmother owned the house, lived on the first floor.
It sounds ghetto-like, except for the fact that you won't even eat like the tiniest bruise on a piece of fruit or vegetable.
Oh, I'll get into it. Lived my grandmother owned the house and grandfather. We lived on the second floor for free. Two bedrooms. Me and my brother split a bedroom. My mother and sister split a bedroom. Then on the third floor, she rented the apartment. And that's where they found Ed upstairs dead, up in the apartment.
How old was he?
I don't know.
Was it drugs?
No, he did that.
The walk up that did it?
No, it's when you put a bag over yourself and masturbate. It's like hanging.
Oh, autoerotic?
So, yeah, but he passed out in the bed.
That autoerotic, and I hate to say it, but the more I hear about it, the more I think that must be amazing.
But he passed out in a bag and suffocated.
I mean, you're willing to die in a very humiliating manner.
He suffocated in the bag, but, you know,
it's that good.
On his behalf, when the funeral home came, yeah, they just had to pick up the bag. I mean, you know what I mean? It's pretty.
Is this a joke that you used
to
do?
No, it's true. Never in my life.
Why would they just have to pick up the bag? It's only on his head.
Good point.
Oh, so you didn't think that joke through.
So anyhow.
Well, I guess I won't lie about that till the end of my dying
days. And I could have dated his sister. His sister was so fucking beautiful.
So wait, he was young?
No, he was older. He had a younger sister my age. Beautiful.
Well, how old? I'm thinking like 65.
No, 5 years older than me.
Wait, so he's a young man.
Yes.
How old were you when this went down? Are you lying?
No, 21.
Yeah, you probably are.
20?
I'll never know.
I'm not lying. You're the one who lies.
Stop lying and then people will believe you. Were you in an improv class? Never, right? Just admit it.
No. Do you think I wouldn't have told you in 12 years I went to Second City?
I'm just saying you do stuff like this all the time and then you want you to believe stuff like, oh, a guy died in our...
Show you. And well, then, that's
and
a
then,
true story.
No, he was younger. And it's like, well, I go, oh, he was young? No, he was old.
No, not old. He was
I know, but who says that when they're
older
talking
than
about
me.
A 25-year-old?
Older than me.
Well,
oh, no, he was older
then,
than 25.
11?
No, I was probably...
Well, you were still living with your parents when you were in your 20s?
No.
You were still living with your mother in your 20s?
Oh, I was 17. So I was 17.
Okay, so that's what you think.
Because I moved out when I was 18.
Say, oh, he was 22.
He was probably 25. I was 17. So
well,
he was probably...
You know, he was old. 25. Like, what? See, well,
that's... Wait, who's getting into semantics like that?
I'm seeing that you're lying.
You want to bet? You want to bet? Don't get me mad. You want to bet? I'm telling the truth. So he was
maybe say to yourself, stop lying and people will believe you more when you're
telling
the truth.
One who lies. I caught you in a...
Is all part of the liar's technique to defend and deflect.
What was the last lie? I just caught you in the last night or something. I go, I know you're lying.
The hummus.
Oh, yeah, the hummus.
I lied by like 6 hours.
No.
Deal.
No.
He said, when was this hummus opened?
Bonnie brought up hummus. And then I'll get back to Dead Ed. Bonnie brought up hummus.
I didn't bring it up in conversation. I literally,
brought
he asked me for a snack.
When she
downstairs.
Was going downstairs to get her own snack.
Oh, so
she
you,
said
don't,
what he,
you know, it doesn't count? Doesn't count for you?
She goes, what
this is the kind of fucking man I am married to.
How do you twist it? Oh.
I mean, it's just endless amount of like.
What are you talking?
Today you go, let's have sex. And you were like pointing to your dick.
No.
And I go, okay, I guess. He goes, no, not like that. I want you to be into it. I'm like. All you did was point to your dick and go, let's have sex. And then I'm like, what? I'm supposed to suddenly be like, why? When you put it like that. So that's what? The kind of thing I'm talking about. That's the kind of man I'm fucking married to.
So
somebody doesn't appreciate fucking anything.
So she. She was going down for her, what was it, third or fourth snack that
Never,
night?
No.
Second, Bonnie doesn't even drink soda anymore.
I had an apple.
Bonnie doesn't drink diet soda anymore. She's quit everything. Mm-hmm. So, I see.
But
again.
I can't quit you.
And she came up with. I said, "I don't know, bring me some of your crackers and some hummus." And she brought up
some of my crackers and hummus.
Yeah, those crackers without gluten.
They're gluten free.
Yeah, I have my crackers too. Ritz whole wheat. Love them.
Allie, please.
And I have social, those social crackers, but I never have anybody over, so I can't really eat them. So.
But I can't quit you.
So I said, Bonnie, yeah, I guess some hummus. So she brought up an open hummus, and I remember looking at it in the refrigerator and seeing it there like a couple days ago. I go, this was a couple days old, and this is where I caught her in a lie. She goes, no, I had it for breakfast. And
I said this morning.
This morning, no one eats hummus in the morning, not even in Lebanon. Hmm.
Well, you caught me.
Rebuttal?
You caught me. I'd opened it the night before, but...
Did six hours?
Did you mention that...
6 hours? You bought it at night, and then the night before? It went from 6 hours to 24 hours.
Whatever.
It was an individual thing.
You know,
in court, right there, the jury would have said, oh my God, she's guilty.
Yeah, because... listen to me. I lied. I'm admitting it. Okay?
That's who I have to live with, folks.
Yes, you lie and then don't admit it. Then you're like, you only admitted it now.
When I bust you, you didn't admit it that night.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. Quit holding your hand gay. You did not.
I'm allowed to.
Okay. So
this is my lady
hand.
This is
who I'm married to, folks.
I have a lady hand and a man.
She's doing the exact same thing that she says I do. But when she does it, it's okay.
No, I'm not lying about big things like basement suites. I lied about when the fucking cup of hummus. But did you say they were individuals? Because people are going to be like, who cares if it was open 24 hours ago? Hummus lasts for a long time.
Now you're right.
Helping your argument, you dumb dumb.
Whoa.
This was an individual pack of hummus.
I'm a dumb dumb now.
Okay, so you peel back the tin foil and then you got to put it back on. And so sometimes it does get a teeny tiny bit crusty if you leave.
Yeah, and you don't, she doesn't put anything
back
on.
But that's the thing about him. He won't eat anything that's even remotely like, like when he's, today, this morning, I wouldn't make his eggs for him because he's a fucking piece of shit. And
because Bonnie doesn't know how to make an omelet. When you make an omelet, you put the two eggs in a bowl and you beat them so you beat all the white out of it. So it's completely yellow. And that's what an omelet is, completely yellow. Bonnie will stir the eggs when she makes an omelet, and it's like half white, half yellow. That's not an omelet. That's fucking lazy scrambled eggs. I don't like that. An omelet, you beat, put a little milk in it so it fluffs up when you're cooking it. You put a little milk, you beat it. You take out the afterbirth so you don't have that shit in there. The little whatever that thing
is. He picks out whatever. I don't know what he's doing, but he spends an enormous amount of time picking something out of the eggs.
Yeah, those little.
No one ever does that for you at a restaurant, by the way.
I don't get omelets in restaurants. Have you ever seen me order an omelet?
Any egg that you get in a restaurant has a little thing in it. So I'm saying, what's the point? But go ahead. You wanted to do it, so fine. And listen. If that's the way you like your omelet, by all means, I think you should always make your own omelet.
Yeah.
You know how you like it.
Yeah.
Can you turn off whatever things are being... And also then continue on with what happened with your omelet.
What happened? Nothing happened.
Oh, it didn't?
No.
What?
You didn't have to put it in the microwave?
Well... What happened was I was cooking my omelet, and then Bonnie started pushing it, turning it into scrambled eggs.
I wasn't turning it into scrambled eggs. That's what you do. You make a hole so that the egg on top
Bonnie
gets
says
cooked.
You don't flip your omelet.
No.
Bonnie says you don't flip it. Of course you flip it.
Before you put any cheese in it or anything?
You flip it, then put the cheese, and then fold it over. And then fold it over.
Well, I guess if you like rubber.
No, you can ask anybody, any omelet maker.
Okay,
here's how you make an omelet. You cook one side. Da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. Then you flip it over. Let it mm-hmm. cook a little. Mm-hmm. You put the Swiss cheese on top. And then you fold it one more time. So it looks like... a half a circle. There's your omelet. 100% right. Anybody will agree with me when it comes to making an omelet. You don't. You didn't want to flip it. You wanted to keep putting holes in it and let it cook.
That's how you make it so that it's not slimy on top. But you don't want to flip it because then you're overcooking. There's nothing worse than overcooked egg.
Half when you cook it.
Well,
half.
Agree to disagree.
No. Okay.
Omelet wars. Hey, True TV. Omelet Wars.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let's get back to the question at hand.
What's the question at hand?
Have you ever seriously thought about getting a divorce?
Never once. Would you?
Never one time. What about when you yelled at me like you were going to give me money to leave?
Oh, I was probably just mad and off, you know. Can I just divert real quick?
No, because
I'll ask you a question, then we'll get back to it. Patrick asked me to work Christmas Eve, but now I'm having dinner at my sister's. Right, Christmas Eve. All right, go ahead. No, I mean, you know, sometimes you get so mad and you say things. But I'm not going to get divorced.
First of all, can I just say something?
What?
You could go to dinner at your sister's and still go make your shows. Because your sister's dinner on Christmas Eve is going to be at like 4 o'clock.
Yeah, but the shows are 8:30 and 10:30.
So eat dinner and drive in. But
my daughters will be there.
Well, take them with you. They'll be happy to get away.
Let me just text them real quick.
This is good. This is good use of your time.
Today. Okay, so. Why you get talking about divorce stuff now? Where did that come from?
I'm asking a true question. What? Do you think we were ever get divorced? Because I was writing up the Patreon stuff and like one of the things was like, you know, I said, well, you know, people might be worried that they're going to like, you know, buy a subscription and then we'll get a divorce, but we'll never get a divorce. But maybe we will get a divorce.
Why? Do you want to get a divorce?
You go first.
No, I don't want to get a divorce. No, I don't want to get a divorce. I mean,
What do you want?
I like to expand.
What do you want?
I don't want anything. What do I want? I want to sell a show.
No. Stop thinking career. What do you want for
us? Silly.
No, not sexually. I mean, it can be, but I'm saying for our relationship.
For us?
Yes.
I don't know. We get along pretty good. I think we...
We do?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We've been together 13 years. We get along. Are you kidding me?
12 years.
13. I've known you. It's going on 14. I'm starting to get a little excited here.
It was because you're talking about knowing someone for 14 years?
You know, I don't know. I think we should just, I think everything's good. Maybe explore a couple different avenues. That's it.
Why do you want to do that? Why do you want to like play with
fire?
Yeah. Is that part of your addiction?
No.
That you need to
doctor.
Always escalate things?
I'm not escalating anything. Just... You know, I don't want you to be bored in life. You're a young woman.
Okay, but this is one thing that you have troubles with, and we can even.
Well, we already talked about this a million times. There's no reason to talk about it anymore.
No, it's uncomfortable for you. So let's get into it.
What's uncomfortable for me?
I can see you're trying to get out of the conversation. What does it matter that we talk about this or any other? Would you like to go list some things that you've done? Is that a more interesting podcast for people?
My list. I'm not going to do any lists. I thought you wanted to talk about roast battle last night.
We'll get there. Do you think people who don't give a shit about comedy are really like, I hope they go over that roast battle stuff. I really do. No.
Go ahead. What do you want to talk about? I'm open.
I want to know. Okay, so you said you don't want me to be bored. So in this is one of your lies coming out.
It's not a lie. This is what women want
to
get divorced.
But I've said many times I don't want to, and yet you keep pushing.
No, I'm not pushing. Women always go.
Women.
Women always like think, oh, they're not appreciated. They're not this or not that. And
what's this or that?
Loved or appreciated.
You said appreciated
twice.
Did I
say that?
Yep. So just loved and appreciated. Just want to go with those two.
You know, they feel like they're taken for granted. And so they...
I mean, this is all women? Or no, is this, are you getting, are you extrapolating from your own relationship?
No, just what you see. You see in TV, movies, and in life with people, you know, or, you know, whatever. You know, why do people get divorced? Why do people do this or do that? And it's because...
And what do you think...
BC, you think I don't love you or I don't show you enough attention, which I do
no,
all the time.
No, look, the attention you can focus elsewhere. All I ask from what? You, day in, day out...
And you think I'm not a nice person?
Yes. Be... Think of others. Be kind. Because even you saying, like, I don't want you to be bored in life, it goes again to where...
Stop it. Just somebody walking by. Relax. It's just a kid walking by. It's a kid. What the hell? You
Stop.
Act like, you act like you've never seen anybody in life.
Relax.
Relax.
You okay. Know. It's like... You really don't care about what I want.
Yes, I
no,
do.
No, you don't.
Oh, I
you
do.
You're.
It's. I like. It's what I want and what you want. Which,
no, it's yeah. what you want.
No,
and
that's
then
not
you
true.
Try to like. It's just like when I said like you don't give good gifts because you don't listen to
I
what
give
the person
great gifts.
Wants.
Did I get you a nice pocketbook for your birthday?
Okay.
Did I give you a nice
I don't remember
Kate Spade?
Oh, yes, but I showed that to
no,
you.
No, you didn't. I picked that up
I
on mail.
I sent you a...
No, you didn't.
Yes,
I picked
and you got
it.
One very oh, similar.
Oh, never. Yes. I swear to God, people...
I said, I want this.
No. I was somewhere...
Okay, you get all the credit for that then, if you want it.
Yes.
But I remember sending you...
You never sent
yes,
me...
Yes, no. I did.
Oh,
I
fuck.
Sent you a link.
I swear to God...
Well, maybe you didn't look at the link.
You never
Do
sent
I send
me,
you links to stuff?
No, you never sent
I
me.
Don't.
You sent me links. You never sent me a Kate Spade link.
No, Kate Spade. It wasn't Kate Spade,
no.
but it was a similar looking purse.
No.
That's why I thought you got the idea, which was great.
No, I saw it. I know you like Kate Spade. It was cute.
You do?
Yes. God, what's... Yeah, so...
I don't know that about myself.
Yeah, well, I know you like Kate Spade. You always talk about, you know, fashions
no,
and...
Don't.
Yes, you do. Kate Spade.
Listen, but this is what I'm talking about.
Da Vinci.
Stop arguing and take something in. Take
Stop,
something
well,
in.
Quit lying and quit being delusional. Yo.
No, I'm saying even this Christmas... I said, I don't want you to get me a gold chain because when I asked for a gold chain before, you got me like the most. And you got Raina to get me one too, weirdly enough. And then one time you got me two watches. Like you do weird things.
Yeah, one was for work and one was for working out. One was for on stage and one was for working out. One was a sport watch and one was a regular watch.
Okay.
That's not weird. Ask anybody. Yeah. Go ahead.
You never, like, in your mind, don't you ever go like, oh, she thinks that's weird. You just immediately lock down on your perspective.
What are you talking about? I lost you. You think it's weird?
I mean, you're not even considering that my opinion might matter. You're
no,
just like,
I'm
no,
saying.
It's not weird. Ask anyone moving on.
No,
they were nice
okay,
necklaces.
No,
ask
whoa,
anyone moving
whoa,
on.
Whoa, told you. You're
I'm
the
saying
one.
You're not even like open to the fact
yes.
that like, oh, you think it's weird because I got two watches? Well, let me explain what it happened.
No. You go, he got me two watches. He's weird. So you
it's
accuse
a
li-
you're
me.
You're a weird
you
gift
accuse
giver.
Me. I'm not a weird
okay,
gift
Okay, say no. Stomp it down. And make it so that that never happens. So that you don't learn anything. Because this
oh,
year,
this
you were like, please let me get you a gold necklace.
I was going to get you a nice 14
and
carat one.
I kept saying, I don't want one. I don't want you to get me one. And I know for a fact that you're going to get me a fucking
no,
gold
not.
Necklace.
Because no,
that's
not.
How you got to be right rather than.
I'm not
than,
getting you a gold
that's
necklace.
What, can we just please, can you stop? That's what I'm talking about when I say you don't really care about
oh,
the things
I do
that
care
I want.
About. Yes, I do. I always care about what you want, but you're hard to
if
buy
you were
for.
Like, if you were like, I want her to be happy, and I want her to do whatever, but you won't do things that actually make me happy.
That's
only
true.
Things that you might benefit from.
Am I going to work with you tonight?
I don't want you to come, but you were like, get a babysitter. I want to come.
You didn't want me to come.
Well, I do want you to come, but I'm just saying it wasn't like...
You're a very complex person. You're not easy to shop for. You know, one second.
Don't act like I was asking you to come. And
you know what
like,
I was going to buy
said,
you
can
for
you
Christmas?
Stay home so I don't have to get a baby.
You know what I was going to buy you for Christmas? I still might buy you.
Oh, go ahead and ruin it.
Because I don't know. Because you don't eat anything. But you know those things.
I do eat stuff. Don't act like I have an eating disorder.
You know the bowl with the that's like a blender on the bowl. You know what I'm
said a million times. I don't want one because we have zero counter space.
I know where to put it.
And I've stopped baking. I don't bake at all anymore.
Yeah, that's why. Because you don't eat anything. So
you don't get it for me. There, you already got two clues, pretty big ones. When in your head, on your own...
You could bake without...
I don't want it.
You wanted one for years. For years. That's all you said is, Jesus.
That was, yes, like 10 years ago I wanted one. Yes.
It was like 2 years ago. I remember being in Kohl's.
Yes, 2 years ago, I remember you pointing it out, and I said, I don't want one. We don't have any counter space. And I no longer bake.
Yeah, because you don't eat baked goods.
You don't eat them either. You get mad anytime I bake anything.
Well, you bake corn muffins and blueberry muffins. Of course no one's going to eat, doesn't want those. They're not good for you. They're not healthy.
Well, what about, like, I will make you a pie, but you would get mad if I made you an apple pie.
Not healthy. Too much sugar.
Okay, so that's why I'm not baking anymore.
Huh? How about bran muffins? Or sugar-free muffin. Sugar-free muffins.
It's a stupid conversation.
All right, let's move on. So
I'm saying you don't think about the other person, really. You're like, oh, I would want that.
Yes,
therefore.
I think about it.
Do you remember when you got me the Louis Vuitton when I said, please?
Oh, how many times are you going to bring this
because
up?
Because it's a classic example.
I'm not going to fight with you. I
asked you to please not get it for me.
No, you
got
didn't
it
say
anyway.
That. You did not. And a lot of people...
I said, please don't get me an expensive handbag. Please, 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 please.
Oh,
please,
if I would have got you a Prada or Marc Jacobs, you would have been happy.
It's not that I don't like the thing. I just fundamentally I feel like it's wrong. I got you Louis Vuitton stuff because I know that's what you like. You enjoy that stuff, so that's fine. But I'm saying you're trying to argue with me about why I would like or not like something. That's not how gift giving works. That's exactly my point. My point is you listen to the other person and they say, "Oh, I don't like ornate jewelry," and then you go ahead and get them ornate jewelry. I don't like.
You never say you didn't like diamond rings. You never said what I get. No, you never did. The only reason your other ring is in the safety deposit box because it got loose. You never said, I don't like the diamond.
Listen, Rich, the truth of the matter is that that ring, I was trying to like put it into a safety deposit box for a long time and say, get another ring. And you wouldn't have it. So
you
then
never said that
I
once
had
to
me. Like, make it like it fell off in order to get rid of it.
You're such a God. I swear to God, folks, if you only
it's
knew.
It's true. I hate to say it, but it's true.
If you only knew.
Because I went like this and it fell off.
No. If you only knew what a crazy, crazy, what I'm dealing with in life.
I can't tell you the truth because you're insane.
She never
But I knew that if it fell off, you would be like, oh, can't have that.
Well, let me explain why. Okay, here's the deal. She never once said, hey, I'm going to put this in a safety deposit box.
Well, I didn't, I'm not sure I knew about a safety deposit box, but I said, I can't wear this anymore. I want just
never
like
said
a
that
band.
To me.
Many times I said, never. Can I just wear the band? And you were
no,
like,
I would've
no.
Said, I would have said yes right away because I always wanted that ring back to make a ring for myself. That was a beautiful ring. I would love to make a ring for myself out of that ring. Can I?
Yeah, go ahead. No. Because, Rich.
What?
I don't care about jewelry. So go ahead and do whatever you want.
Why would I make a ring out of your engagement ring? What kind of person are you?
Okay.
What?
He called me crazy, but everyone just heard that series of vocalizations, right?
What?
But that you said, can I please have the ring? I said, yes, you can. And then somehow I'm the one who's wrong.
Who would give away their engagement ring? That's a person that doesn't want to be married.
No, that's a person who doesn't care. I'm giving it to my husband, the person who says, is claiming. I wouldn't give it to my fucking neighbor.
No.
Okay, but you're claiming you want the. I guess I don't want it to have it.
No, what am I going to do with it?
I'm not a things person.
You're not a what?
Things.
Oh,
person.
I don't know what's wrong with you. That diamond is beautiful.
I'm sorry. I will keep it for the rest of my life.
What about if you went to an event?
But I don't want.
You don't want to wear a big diamond?
Fine, I'll put it on. Once again, I would just like to clarify, and I'm going to try to do it without crying. He will not listen to what I want. You can hear him clearly arguing about why I should want things that I don't want. So this is
why, you tell me what you
folks,
want.
That I believe that he's not a good gift giver. He will argue it and shut me down, but I'm still not heard after all of that. Thank
That's
you.
That's not true.
Good night. I will go now into the shower and lay down.
How do you lay down in the shower?
Well, I have a tub.
So you're going to take turn the shower on and lay in it?
Or you need to cry at the bottom of the shower. Like a rape victim. What? I'm not allowed to say rape victim?
No. You start, I don't know how you started this and got into this whole thing about me giving gifts and whatever.
I got it because
there's something in your head.
No,
that,
because you just said, I said, are you happy with the marriage? What would you change? You were like, oh, you know, we could, you know, you're always like kind of angling for extramarital partners. I want nothing to do with it. I'm not interested. It's not my it's not my game.
It's not your game.
Okay. I'm that's a young lady's game. I'm out of it.
You never seen those movies where they have parties and they put keys or something in a dish or something?
Sorry, I was not alive when those movies were coming out. Jesus, what the fuck? Somebody forgot their bowler hat.
A bowler hat? They don't put hats in there. I don't.
No, I was just trying to get a idea of the century that you were in.
Oh.
Okay. So, anywho, I don't want that. So, and you know that because we've discussed it. And yet you were like, I would like that, but to make you happy. And so then I said, okay, well, this is a good conversation to have because I just had it with you the other night. I was like, you don't listen to what I want.
I do. I know what you wanted for Christmas.
Well, you just argued a bunch of shit.
I didn't argue. I didn't. Here's sometimes people.
Do you think that I want an extramarital
relationship? No, of course not.
Okay, so knowing that, do you want more of an open marriage?
Do I?
Yes. Do you? Does Rich Voss?
I don't.
Because you
do.
Know where I stand on it. So
okay,
where
no,
because
I wouldn't do anything to jeopardize our marriage. I don't want to do anything to jeopardize.
Oh, let's say it's not going to jeopardize. This is all just.
No, then of course you're saying, oh, this won't jeopardize it, but every Wednesday you can bring your girl over.
Never said it would happen. We're just talking. We're just having a discussion.
Well, what are you kidding me? Any guy.
You're up to
planet.
13 seconds or something, first of all.
Yeah, I know.
You could probably come in 12 seconds.
No, I couldn't, unless I did things.
You'd
really
have to be like...
If I did a Louis for like 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
That doesn't count. It's got to be...
That means produce a bunch of shows.
Consensual. Do you know consensual now includes an enthusiastic yes? That's what they're saying. If you're going to have sex with a woman, you need to get an enthusiastic yes.
But
not just once,
can.
But many times.
But you can, and they could say, no, I didn't. It's always...
Okay, there's that. But I'm just saying, you know, sure, there's...
Now, I think you need a
witness.
It's
not just now that women could say that. It's been thrown.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Now you need a witness and a sign.
Well, we're arguing something completely different. I'm saying... This is what they're asking for, is an enthusiastic yes, not just once, but many times throughout the sexual encounter. And if that's what it takes in order to have sex, we would never have sex.
Why? You always go, yes, 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 as we're doing it.
I do?
No.
I was like, what? I'm just saying, like what you got this morning was like, when I go, yeah, okay. And you were like, no, not like that. Wanted an enthusiastic yes, but those days, enthusiastic yeses in a marriage are early on.
Whatever. All I know is...
So you could be accused of...
Well, here's what I like.
Sexual
misconduct. I don't want to start this argument, but I don't want you to do my Viagra bit anymore. That's mine. I'm doing it tonight.
I'm doing it. It's mine.
It's
I've fucking
mine.
Done
I
it.
I came up with it.
It doesn't even matter because nobody cares, and we're neither one of us. When somebody does it on TV, I guess that's the other person.
Well, but we do two different ones, but still. And any guy.
And I'm just telling
you. You can't
now,
go to guys. Do you want to have extra sex around?
Okay.
You know, of course, I'm not going to jeopardize our marriage. You know.
By the way, you know how I know that bit is mine? I wrote it in a script.
No.
It's in the Brookview script. Yes, it is.
Well, I do a different bit than yours.
Okay, so
we're
doing different bits. Can I just say one thing about the bit that you're doing? It's not a great bit for you to be doing right now. I wouldn't be doing bits where you're, you know, putting women out.
You know what? Look it. I'm a good person. I'll do whatever I'll say whatever I want if I think it's appropriate and going to get a laugh. I'm not going to let the world change my comedy. Just like you wouldn't let millennials change what you do on stage. You do what you do. I do what I do.
We're almost done.
Why?
It's 3 o'clock.
It's what?
3 o'clock.
So what are you saying?
I said we're almost done.
So you want me to have, you want me to start dating somebody? A fool.
I don't want you to. Rich, guess what I'm doing? I'm trying to find out what you want.
Don't and act once I like find you're out, an Italian mother.
Once I find out what you want, maybe then we can come together and figure something out.
Oh.
But when you're just putting it all off on that, you're just, oh, just for you. Ha ha.
No.
Nobody can ever find out what the real answer is. So that's what somebody who loves somebody else does. They find out what the other person really wants. Okay? So if you told me what you really wanted, and believe me, you don't have to do it here in front of a microphone. That's for on Patreon. We'll have Rich tell us what he really wants.
That's a good idea.
For $10 a month, you'll find out if Rich is going to get to have extramarital affairs.
All right. Anyhow, we're only at 44 minutes.
Okay, that's fine. We got a lot to go through still. You still have your precious fucking roast battle to talk about.
I don't care about that. I know what I'm going to do.
What are you going to do?
Get all implants on my bottom teeth now.
What, if Patreon works out? That could be one of the goals that you put on there.
It should be 10 or 20. It should be like $20,000, though.
I was thinking that it's like, because when I first met you, you got them done, and I heard they only last 20 years.
Really?
I mean, that's the problem with fake teeth. They're not forever.
They're not fake.
Well, implants, whatever.
All right.
That's why you try to hold off for as long as possible, because then you're 80 years old. You're like, do I waste my money again, or do I just try to eat soft food?
Man, I just watched a good show on Netflix. Pretty good. Called
Thank You for not acknowledging anything I've just said. What is it? What's the show?
It's called Wanted.
Ah.
It's from Australia. It's pretty
good. It reminded me a little bit about the movie I made, like Two Women on the Run.
Well, there's been a lot of Two Women on the Run, but your
there's been a lot.
Your take is different.
What is another one?
Thelma and Louise.
Oh, that was 25 years ago. What's another one? Thank you.
Let me think.
Oh boy, you watched one. You're like, yeah, there's a lot of them.
I didn't even see all of Thelma and Louise.
Well,
it bored
they die
me.
At the end.
Dude, oh yeah, they drove off a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
I did see some of it, most of it, I think. Who would do? What kind of dumb ending is that?
Once again, Rich Voss didn't watch the movie.
I did. I just don't remember it. But why would they go off a cliff? I kind of remember that.
They were hunted by the police. The police were closing in. They didn't feel like going back to their old lives. They were empowered, and they were like, woo.
That's ridiculous. What a horrible
That's
ending.
How we're going out.
They can't make a fucking sequel unless they do it with them in the bottom of the ocean in the car, like talking before they die. You know, and then flashbacks and stuff. Right?
Okay. Thanks and thanks and thanks. Thanks for listening to a podcast. And also, one of the things we're going to do with the money.
Oh, guess what?
Is get a new theme song.
Fucking True TV invited us to their, what do you call it?
I don't know.
Premiere tonight at the Village Underground for their TV show. Some laugh mob, whatever, with Bob Summer.
That was Big J's
producer.
Birthday.
And tonight is Big J's birthday. I saw him last night. I told him we can't make it.
Oh, I told him we could, but that was when I thought I could.
Yeah, well, I told him last night that we got to go out of town.
We do?
Yeah, we're going to Philly tonight.
Oh, I don't think of that as out of town.
If you leave Hillsboro, you're out going out of town.
I mean, but that's like, yeah. Okay.
If we go to Somerville, we're going out of town.
We're not supposed to tell people.
Why? This isn't going up until after the show.
Oh, then can I talk about it for a second? How fucking...
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm doing the secret show. They do a secret show in Philly where they don't tell the audience who the comedian is. Then the comedian comes out.
The headliner.
And, you know, it gets a pretty good audience.
They've had...
Because, but what? What do you mean?
Packed. Do you think they've had all? Who do you think has been their headliner?
I don't know, but I just
you know.
Fucking I just
Dan
had in
Soder,
my head.
Dan
who
Soder,
cares? I think they'd still be happy to see Dan Soder. I'm scared I'm going to walk out and they're all going to be like collectively like, aww.
Well, then I'll come out after you.
Ugh. Double. Ugh.
What if they all go wild and happy to see you?
There's no possible fucking chance anyone would go wild to see me. That's the problem. They should.
Well, what if?
I'll
come out and do 15 after.
Now it's like one thing to go and do a show where people have, like, know you're coming, and it's like, okay, but then it's another thing to, like, get out there and.
But how
it's like such pressure?
Didn't
to,
we
like,
do it last time and it was both of us?
Yes, I
think
did,
the only
but
reason
I think they didn't like me that time
no.
either.
Well, then why would they bring you back? The only reason they're not putting me on a show maybe is because I'm doing Helium in January. So
how? Oh, I'm sorry, Boomerang Rich. How did this get back to?
Because you wanted me to come down and do a few minutes, but I'm saying
you got to come on stage with me after. You don't have to do stand up, but
I'll do stand up. I'll do 10 minutes.
No, you're not doing stand up, but we'll do some kind of like.
Well, you can't just decide what are we going to do? Q&A.
Yeah. Look, I'll do a solid half hour fucking comedy.
They want more than a half an hour.
Well, it's too bad. I don't have the fucking. I can't.
You just want me to come out so you could abuse me verbally and get laughs on my fucking behalf.
Yes, please.
If I could have sex with another girl.
I asked Vinny to come down.
I don't want
to
have sex with another. Can I just fool around with another girl?
Like, what kind of fool around?
You know,
I feel bad for the girl.
No, it won't be. There won't be sex.
But what girl wants to have sex with you?
I don't. There's a couple out there.
Are there?
Yeah, I think there's one or two. Not sex.
Well, let's put a pin in it because I think it's a bad idea. I don't think you really want to. And I'm worried in this climate that you don't exactly.
What?
You're not 100% good on. Your game's not great.
Yeah, yes. I'm
like, if you just point to your dick and say, like, come here.
I
don't think girls are going to be appreciating
I think
that.
As I get older, more are starting to see.
What?
That I'm
if they're nicer to you, it's they're like, oh, he reminds me of my grandfather.
No, see, you just can't. I'm sure guys hit on you all the time.
No guy hits on me,
That's
believe me.
That's not true.
It doesn't
all
happen.
The time.
It doesn't happen. Never. I'm telling you, it doesn't happen.
No one's hit on you in the last year.
100%.
No, that's not true.
At it's 100% true. What am I lying? Why would I lie?
Because you look so attractive on stage. You always dress up. You always put on makeup.
I don't dress up.
You know, you look
hip.
I'm
the least dressed up comedian on the planet.
No, you look hip on stage and you fucking.
No, shut up.
You do, I see
you. It's embarrassing.
What do you, you didn't look good at my roast?
Yeah, like I see the pictures. They're like disgusting, but whatever.
Everybody, don't act like they don't. You could tell me. I don't care. People are going
to
hit on you.
Hits on
an
me.
Audience
I
member.
Barely, like very occasionally, like someone like Bennington or somebody will be like, you dress cool, or gives me a little compliment like that. But I'm telling you, nobody's like.
What do you mean someone like Bennington? He's a monster, are you saying?
No, I'm just saying he's obviously not hitting on me.
Oh.
You know, he's like, he's just, being lovely. There's those. Listen, there's those.
There's no possible.
You look good. Some people say, oh, you smell good.
There's no possible.
Is that a hit on?
There's no possible you've done shows and audience members haven't come up to you after it. And fucking hit.
One thing is that I never go out of the green room.
But I think you live
people.
In a double life, and that's what scares me.
I know. This is the thing. This is what drives me crazy. And this is what.
Because you're a good actress.
Drives me crazy about certain people.
Why do you go
like,
for auditions?
I cannot fake an emotional response to anything. I don't know if you've noticed that yet. It's like, there's no way I could be an actress. I can't fake it. This is it.
No,
If I don't like something, I say it. If I do like something, I say it.
I think you think if you tell me the truth in life, it'll crush me, but nothing.
I don't, like, literally.
People,
if,
God, you're good
if
looking.
If there's any inappropriateness going on, it's me being inappropriate as a joke to other people.
Oh, no.
But there's no.
I can't believe that in this day and age, with all the guys and all the creepiness and everything.
Maybe they're scared of you if you really think so, but I think it's honestly, I'm a dude to them.
I'm not saying just comics. There's audience members.
There's no audience member ever talks to me for more than 3 seconds because this is what they get. Huh? Hi.
Okay.
Oh, Ah.
There's people in CrossFit. There's people in the neighborhood.
Nobody at CrossFit ever. People, like, sometimes people be like, I heard Rich on Bennington or something like that. And I'll be like, your husband's pretty funny. Like, that's the kind of thing I get. Is that a hit on? I don't think so.
No.
There's no fucking hit on.
How can someone live their whole life and not get hit on?
I don't. I swear to you. I will tell you 100% if I get hit on. I'll tell you 100% if it ever happens.
Oh,
it doesn't happen. There might be like a touch of like comedic flirting, but there's no.
I'm not talking about comedians.
Then nothing. Zero.
Well, I'm sure comedians hit on you all the time.
Zero.
Tim Dillon doesn't hit on you.
Tim Dillon is the only one who hits on me.
It's too hard to believe. Girls come up to me all the time. Maybe
you're misreading niceness and kindness with hit on. Maybe they're not hitting on you. Do you know that people can be nice to you? There's two things people need to learn. You can be nice to someone without hitting on them.
I know the
and
difference.
And you can be angry without being outraged.
I know the difference.
Those are things we need to keep.
I know the difference. I know the difference.
Do you though? Because I'm seeing that a lot of men, including smart people like Charlie Rose and Kellyson Garin or whatever his name is.
Listen, I'm not talking about making advances. I'm talking about, you know, hey.
Like people are like, yeah, give me something. Give me a line that you recently got that you think is a total hit on. Was your bitch wife, like something like that. Don't you want to get even with your cunty wife?
Last night when I was at
I bet with all that juice in your mouth you can really go to town on someone's dry vagina.
Yeah, good, make fun of me.
I'm just wondering.
Last night I did a spot at the Stand. So it was at the end of the night. Christian Finnegan was closing.
Christian Finnegan hit on you? He's supposed to be a friend of mine.
He was closing. He thought he was a closing act, but he was. But I stopped in, so I said, can I do a spot?
Oh, I bet that bummed him out. He was like happy about being, like, nobody cares.
No, I'm saying I went on it, but it was a small audience, and he did a lot of time. He's funny, and so he did a lot of time. Or whatever. I don't know how much time he did. But, you know, but I went on after. And there was, 23 people, let's say, 24. But there was a group, I say 10 or 12. And before I went on, the host said, yeah, they all work for human resources, but they won't tell me what company. So I'm up there, I did a couple bits opening. And then I looked at them, I go, so you guys all work for human resources, right? Whatever. And I go, isn't it weird that there's not one black person in your group? I mean, who do you contact? I mean, yourselves? Like, so I'm just beating them down because there's basically no minorities in this whole company's human resource division. So, and they're laughing. It's funny. Whatever I'm saying is funny. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what it was, but it was funny. And then all of a sudden, one lady pipes up, goes, I don't find this funny, whatever.
Oh, you think she was hitting on you?
No. She goes, I don't find this funny.
Did you forget your point?
No, can I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, this is my group or my team, you know, whatever, you know, I'm not racist or whatever, my team. I go, well, your team seems like they're having a good time. Most of them are laughing. She goes, well, we do hire. I go, look, I'm just looking. Look, you might not like this because it's your team. Now, obviously, yes, I could see you not liking this. But the truth of the matter is I'm looking right at you guys and there's no black people. And then she says, well, we hired... I go, we have an Arab and a European working for us. She said a European, which
I get
that's
it.
My whole argument.
Yeah.
And
white person.
I go, how? I go.
Where's the hit on?
Oh, no, I was just saying I'm done with the hit on. I just was telling you what happened at the Stand. I was telling you a funny story.
No. You completely.
Oh no, I went to a different
went
story.
Into it like you were gonna. Let me explain something. Let me tell you something that happened at the stand last night.
Oh, okay,
I said,
that's
give
my
me
fault.
One because I was saying, I was setting it up by saying, oh, well, give me one example.
Well, I don't have any from last night.
And then you went, okay. And I started to tell.
I was just telling a story.
I gotta go. I can't talk to you.
Why you got? Don't you want to plug anything?
If you can show proof of one woman hitting on you, I'll let you have an extramarital fool around.
For real?
Yeah, but I need proof of one.
Wait, you're saying?
Woman.
No, wait. You hear Bonnie? How about what? How could you? That makes no sense. Sit down for a second.
No. We can discuss it further on Patreon. But on Patreon. Proof of one woman that also you like. It can't just be like some disgusting, you know, gross person.
Oh, so you're saying you want me to have an extramarital affair if she's...
I do not want you to have one.
You just said if you can find proof.
I'm just saying you want one, right?
No, but you're saying if I can...
Oh, then if you don't want one, then you don't want one.
Oh, okay, yeah. But you're saying...
No, you said you don't want one, so you don't want one. No, listen, because you're not listening.
Okay, don't point to your cheek when you
Why
say...
Why would I want you to have an extramarital affair? I don't.
Okay.
I don't want you to.
All
just
right.
Like you don't want me to.
Yes.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
So we don't want each other to have extramarital affairs.
Okay.
You have said to me in this podcast that you would like to have one. Not to have sex, but to fool around. You said those words. I would like to be able to fool around with another woman. Is that fair to say?
Oh, I could have said that.
You said that.
Yeah.
So I took that as, that's what he wants. He just said it out loud. So I'm saying if you could give me proof of a woman, I don't want you to. If you choose not to, I'll be very happy.
Okay.
But if you have proof of a moderately attractive woman hitting on you,
you're gonna hit me with the microphone.
I want you to fucking. I want to be able to talk to you like it's not a brick. Like I feel like things that go in are just the tiniest sliver of things go into your brain.
Oh, everything! I comprehend everything.
Goodbye.
What?
You clearly don't. That podcast proves you don't.
What do you mean the podcast proves I don't? I comprehend a lot.
Whatever. Goodbye.
Well, now you can tell she's mad because she picked up a broom. When she gets mad, she picks up a broom and starts sweeping.
Shit. Whatever shit you have to plug.
This weekend, I'll be in Austin, Texas at the Velveeta Room. Austin, Texas. Next weekend, I'll be at the Funny Stop in... Don't, you're going to knock out a plug. I'll be at the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio next weekend. Look for us soon to be on Patreon. You know, let's work as a team here. All right. You know, give. That's what we do. Maybe it's a little time to receive a little and you'll get stuff in return. Anyhow,
Patreon,
Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. I'd like to thank my lovely... /MWHM. My wife hates me. Patreon/MWHM. I want to thank my lovely wife, Bonnie, for joining me today. And we will see you. Thank you, wife haters. Talk to you later. Bye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.